She has the busiest social calendar in the state of Arkansas. Her insight on what to do across the state is unrivaled. She is the go-to person when you need an event promoted. It's time to talk to the queen of promotions from AY Magazine and Arkansas Money and Politics. It's Heather Baker.
Coming to us live from Texarkana, Arkansas, Roger. Good morning, Heather Baker.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I was just standing on the state line where you can stand on Texas and Arkansas in the same spot.
Yes, yeah, so Roger and I have done a commercial there for Oakland for doing that. Yeah, so for those that don't know, what are you doing down in Texarkana?
So every month in AY, I have a series called The Weekender, and I go into a community and I literally talk about where you stay, where you eat, where you play, just everything you can do in a community. You know, I don't know that there's even any better hospitality than Texarkana. These people down here are so nice. They're, just so incredibly hospitality and just over-the-top incredible happily that we're here.
Do you know Texarkana very well, Roger? Seems like you, for whatever reason, you told me. Did you just used to sell down there?
Oh, very nice.
You know Texarkana.
Well,
I thought you did.
I used to work for a cigar store there on what's the name of that first street at Stateline?
Stateline.
There's another
State
one
line.
Right after Stateline. Yeah, but Stateline and then the other one.
Did you like it down there?
I liked it.
The city's got a lot bigger.
We lived in Queen City, which is 30 minutes southwest of that, but. It has grown tremendously with the flyovers and driveovers. All of that, the activity on both sides of it. But it was pretty cool to be right there on the border. I didn't realize that there's also another city in Arkansas. I think it's Junction City. Junction City, Arkansas, and Junction City, Louisiana, right there on the border.
Right beside each other.
Yeah, which is like Texarkana, Texas, and Arkansas.
Gotcha. Couple things. I do want to tell Heather. Heather and I, Roger, and you know a little of the backstory here, have talked to each other more this week probably than we've talked in the last year. We have talked a lot on business this week, and looking back on it, Heather, we'll have a good laugh out of what we've tried to work through this last week and a half. Mm-hmm. Loved collaborating with you, and appreciate your support and fun working with you. Even when things don't go perfectly, Heather, you do it. You know, like I do, we got to figure out the best way we can do it and then let the chips fall where they may. So, anyway, I just get a chuckle out of it.
Sometimes you have to pivot, right? Just pivot.
That's right. Well, what is happening now? I know Michael Marion just sent me a message and said, at the arena tomorrow night, obviously one of the biggest concerts of the year, Ella Langley completely sold out. There was a waiting list of like 85,000 to get a ticket. She's the hottest thing in the country right now for country music or any music. Besides that, Heather, what do we need to know about this weekend?
Well, I've got the Nutmobile. I'm not talking about Roger Scott. I'm talking about the Planters Nutmobile. Will be in Little Rock today. So there's two opportunities if you want to go check this out. They'll be at the Little Rock Animal Village from 11 to 1, and they'll be at the SC Purse Museum from 2 to 3:30. And they're kind of just making their way across the country, six stops planned in Arkansas. So if you've never seen it, you've got to check this out. It's the Planters Nutmobile. It's so much fun. So we also have Reza Illusionist Live. He is going to be in the historic Malco Theater in Hot Springs, such an iconic historical place to visit. They only had one show at 7:30 that sold out so fast. They have added a 5 o'clock show, so that's why I'm going to ahead and bring it up for everybody. But he is the world's top touring illusionist. So you're going to have an evening packed with mind-blowing illusion, comedy, audience participation, suspense, and unforgettable moments. And this is for the whole family. And tickets are only $37 for this incredible event. So check that out. Of course, you've got where you're at, the pickleball bed.
Hold on. That movie theater, Malco, that is, it is historic. It's where I saw my first R-rated movie.
Is that right?
That's where I went.
What was it?
I think it was Porky's.
What was it?
It was all by myself.
Oh, Porky's.
By the way,
did you
see whose birthday it is today?
Uh-uh.
It's the lady who makes all the noise up in the upper deck.
Are you serious?
She's 70 today.
Oh my God.
Come on, Heather. What's your name? From Sex and the City.
Sex and the City. What's your name?
The crazy one.
Samantha.
What's your actress name?
Let me see. I'll find it here.
What's your? Give me the initials.
I thought it was Kim Cattrall. Kim Cattrall turned 70. She was a wild sexual.
Can you hear me?
What was your name? What was your name in Porky's?
Was Samantha, yes.
She was the gym teacher.
What'd they call her? Howled. She howled.
They call her howled. Yeah, yeah. She smelled
anyway,
socks.
Anyway, we digress. That was what we
anyway,
was.
I just had to say that before you went on. I didn't want you to step over because that theater, I mean, that was if there was only two theaters in Hot Springs growing up, and it was right there, Malco Theater.
Yeah.
And then Paramount was right down the street. I think maybe, well, just down across from the fountain. Plaza where we were with the Ducks, whatever that is, the transportation plaza. But anyway, Michael Theater, a lot of memories there as a kid, a lot of memories for folks in Hot Springs from that.
I'd Heather, I'm sorry.
Heather.
Go ahead and finish. You were mentioning Frank Lawrence.
Yeah, so of course y'all are there. You know, I'm dear friends with Frank Lawrence. I'm an LREA with him or whatever. Y'all have got to check that out. But that event has just grown tremendously. I mean, I think I've gone to it several years with y'all going back, but I'm ready for a Roger Scott. David Basil, pickleball. That's what we should do.
You know what?
I like it.
We've talked about it. I don't move around very well. It does give you a chance. You tennis, Roger. We have no chance.
No.
Now Heather would be really good at pickleball. But Heather, you are so tall.
Again, yeah.
Yeah, you would cover so much ground. Yeah, yeah. Have you played a little bit?
Oh yeah, I love pickleball.
All right, there you go.
No, it's such a fun, and it is. It gives
people that may not be. You know, tennis players gives them a chance to play a game that's much like tennis.
Well, you know what? And it's smaller courts, so you're closer. So you do
it's more
build
intimate.
A relationship.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Go ahead, Heather.
So you got Family Day on the Little Rock Nine Way. This is on Saturday. So it's Little Rock Central High School along the North Little Rock Nine Way from 10 to 2. So many events are be going on for children, families. It's going to be a student-led program, community resource booths, and food trucks. They're also going to have events that are going to continue over to Museum of Discovery, MacArthur Museum, and Arkansas Military History, and the Old State Museum. So that's going to be an event you can kind of just move around on locations around Little Rock, but fun times, for sure, free event. We have Maumelle Cars and Coffee at Jim's Razorback Pizza Saturday at 9 a.m. So if you want a free event and you're a car enthusiast, that's the place to be. Firehouse Museum of Arkansas is having another Summertime Series Sirens event. So whether you're a kid or you aspire to be a fireman, you can climb aboard antique fire trucks, cool off with free lemonade. They're just going to have a lot of fun going on at the Firehouse Museum of Arkansas. We also have the Central Arkansas Train and Hobby Show plus Model Car Contest. So this is Saturday and Sunday, Conway Expo Event Center. It's 9 to 4 both days. So they are going to have huge, large-scale model railroad setups and running live. Block cars, die-cast, model, classic models, toys, hobby crafts, everything. So if you want to check this out, plus y'all, they have a huge Lego train display. So again, this will be at the Conway Expo Center event. We have Plant Mania at the Arkansas State Fairgrounds. And Roger, my friend Roger, can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes,
I need you to intro me before I can. I want you to intro this before I come into this because I have a friend that's a cat that works at the station. Are you there?
Meow. Meow. Meow.
There you go.
So there is a royal cat show extravaganza. Yes, you heard me say that right. Saturday and Sunday at the Maumelle Community Center. Shayla Kopish is part of the Crown Jewel Cat Club is putting this on, and she said she wanted everybody to feel a true celebration of felines. For any kind of visitor, this is a two-day. They're going to have 30 pedigree cat breeds. So, David, are you a cat person?
I am not, but I love the guy. I love the guy at the office that talks like a cat. Are you a cat person, Heather?
No, I love my Charlie Brown. I'm a dog person, but there are people that are coming in from all over the United States to this event. So I've been reading about it all week, but it's going to be a big deal.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah,
just to hang out with cats. Because I've had
cats
both.
Don't care.
I've had both.
Cats
had both.
Don't care. They Listen. Don't give a rat's what you do. They do their own thing.
They do their own thing. They're great bringing you dead stuff and bringing them to your front door.
And then they turn on you.
But they can turn on you.
They turn on you.
Oh, their claws are quick.
I love watching those cats get mad. And then with their paw at dogs and dogs, you know, dogs get scared.
I mean, you talk about cat-like reflexes. They're fantastic.
I know.
But, I mean, a cat person. I've had both. I'm a dog person. I prefer them because they're you know, you don't have to worry about them. Because you know what have you heard about dogs? Dogs, man's best friend. What do you hear about cats? They stand on your chest and suck your soul out while you sleep.
Wow.
That's exactly. That's what they're taking your breath.
That's a big cat gathering.
It's huge. It's,
it's a huge
cat gathering.
I had both, and I was never a cat person growing up. We never had one, but they're actually pretty cool. And they,
you can, you know what? You're a cat person.
I'm a cat person. I'm a dog person. I have both.
You're a cat person. You, it fits you. You're a cat person.
I do like their tongues. They got the little. It's rough. It's got the rough tongue.
They're like barbed.
Yeah, exactly. And here's the deal. We both know that.
Weirdo. Go ahead, Heather. I'm sorry.
Well, so we'll have all the rest of the events at AYMag.com, including all music events, all places to eat. I even have a senior list up for Roger Scott. He asked for senior discounts. We just put that up today. So you can check out all the places around Arkansas to get senior discounts for Roger Scott.
Nice.
But,
thank you.
Yes, but definitely get your tickets for Ryan Silverfield. Monday is the first day of the Touchdown Club. I turned my list into Debbie. We're so excited to attend that. It's going to be definitely an incredible season, and you have an incredible lineup.
Thanks, Heather. There's only about 50 tickets left from this thing being a complete sellout. I know President Silveria, the head of the U of A system, is coming. I know a lot of the board of trustees. I'm sure there'll be some politicians there. Maybe the governor will be there.
Nice.
The great thing is that the first lady of Razorback football, Coach Silverfield's wife's going to be there. We've never had the wife of a head football coach be at the Touchdown Club. So, yeah, it'll be sold out. It'll be a great way to kick off the season, a great way to Central Arkansas to show that they want to support Silverfield. Did you see yesterday, Roger, where Hogs Illustrated put out there, they have a Hogs Illustrated luncheon up there.
Right.
And it's Silverfield, Kevin Trainer, and Hunter Yurchek. Yeah. I got more texts from that. They go, what is this?
Yeah.
I said, it's a small gathering that Clay Henry does up there. It's nothing like we do down here. Yeah. But Hunter Yurchek was fine to do that
one. Sure.
Which is fine. Good for him.
Yeah.
So
it's done. He's tough.
All right, AYMag.com for all the 10,000 events going all over the state. Heather, have fun in Texarkana. We'll see you on Monday.
Thanks, Heather.
Thanks, guys. Have fun. All right, bye-bye.